This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Get queued up for our overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, a weekly event here. We present a discussion of the charts presented by Talkers Magazine, or prepared and presented by Talkers Magazine. They study the talk radio stations and programs and hosts around the country. They come up with a list of the 10 hot hits and then the people who are on that list as well. So I'll go through the list, and then maybe I do this differently each week with our roundtable of discussion experts. Victoria Keelan is here from the DJV show. Joe Crummy is here from his podcast, Evil Thoughts. Also a varied and colorful background in the world of talk radio. And Rich McFadden, who's here at the controls in our studio in Washington, who's been yakking with me for years about issues, things that go on in our world. So let's go through the list. At number 11, the killing off of the color dandelion yellow by crayon, or by Crayola. That's number 11 this week on the...
I mean, that, I lost sleep over this.
The outrage.
The new crayon, they have a new color called Blutiful. Blutiful. And the chemical name for the color is Y1NMN Blue.
I like that name better.
You really? I just wanted you to know that no longer does dandelion yellow exist. I don't know why they had to take it out. They killed off that color at Crayola.
So it's only 61 spaces in the box, buddy.
Is that what it is?
It was 64.
It depends upon your box.
Yeah, I think it's...
Right, I mean, if you've got the super-duper one, it would
wasn't
have,
there, like 100 something,
like
too?
Yeah. Right. If you had the big one, it looked like a Fenway Park.
This is exactly what I thought it was going to do. Is this fun?
Hold on a minute. Now I got to look it up. Here, now you have me Googling Crayola.
Blutiful. B-L-U-E, Richie, T-I.
I want to know that. I want to know how many...
I like it.
No. Oh, how many are in the box?
Yeah.
Well, I have a big... I've collected them over the years. I'm glad I have because my grandson loves them. I've got a big plastic tub of... hundreds of different crayons.
You got nothing on me, brother. I got two kids, so they're all over the place. You're about to start finding crayons in places you never thought you even knew existed.
You have to bring them to the restaurant. No question about
Well, most restaurants supply them. So.
Right, yeah. All right, anyway, so that's number 11. Number 10, the football season getting underway, sports talk radio, and a discussion of the banner that was hung at Fenway Park about racism. And I think, Victoria, our conversation, if I may call on you to spend a moment talking about the rationale for it, because at first blush, it looked like a bunch of yahoos from South Boston back at the same thing that happened this summer when they were throwing peanuts at the guy in from Baltimore.
Right.
And it turned out that it may not have been that, but in fact an admission that there is a problem and awareness is a way to, I suppose, fixing the problem, manner of speaking. That would seem to be the attitude that was taken.
I think the fact that we're even wondering what was the what was the real message, that's a
weird,
pretty epic fail right there.
I think
you didn't get your point across.
Right. I was listening to you guys talk about that, and I understand how you weren't too sure about it, but I think that's weird that you even would think that somebody – I get the news, too. I understand what happened earlier this year. But that someone would go to Fenway and unfurl a banner saying, yo, I'm a racist and it's all good.
Well, that's not what the banner said, though. It said racism alive and well in Boston, which didn't necessarily point the finger at them, but pointed the finger at the city in general, which is a racist haven. Boston is a haven.
I think it said racism is as American as baseball. That could be taken in a lot of ways. That's either saying, I mean, you could be a racist and say that, or you could be anti-racist. I didn't think the message was that clear.
Richie, I can hear from you.
It's not a great thing.
You didn't see it. You didn't know.
I didn't see it, but that's an interesting statement. That's is it
the
as
statement
American?
That it was on the banner?
I would say it's broader than that. Racism is inherent in all humanity. It just is. at some extent. So obviously some more than others, but everybody's got some kind of bias towards or against something else.
You know, it's really interesting you guys mentioned this, because I went to the Museum of Tolerance in Los Angeles last week, and they had a really interesting thing about racism and bigotry and discrimination. They had two doors, and they had a video guy that knew that you were there, and he would just start talking. It was automated. And there were two doors. It said one, I forget exactly, one for racist and one for non, right? And you would go up to the door. Everybody wants to walk through the door non-racist. It was locked.
It's really
on purpose, though. You know, it was actually the exit from the other side. It was really interesting that everybody has that bias, you know, that Rich was just referring to. It was really interesting.
I went there once, and I saw a picture of you hanging over one of the doors. Tolerate this man. Tolerate this man. All right, so let's keep going here from Sports Talk Radio, the London terror attack. And the explosion, number of people injured, apparently some people have been killed, as this will unfold over the weekend, maybe next week before anybody really knows what happened during rush hour on Friday. As you can imagine, if you've ever been in the Tube in London, there's not a lot of room. It's big enough for the people to get down into the train on the platform. The trains just fit. Literally, there's only a foot of space between the Tube and between the train and the Tube itself. These were built a long time ago, and they kept the sort of the city together during the air attacks in London during World War II. But 18 people were hurt in first blush anyway, and maybe 20. It doesn't make any difference how many. It's the fact that another one of these things takes place in a city that is fabulous, and it gives everybody cause to, for a while, think, oh, well, another. It's now almost gotten to the point where it is an oh, well, you know, it's maybe we ought not to look at it that way, but it is kind of a, well, another attack. We're getting used to it. So if that's the case, does that mean these things are losing their impact? Sure, they're a way of scaring people for a while, but has all of this terrorism made us numb to it, or are we ignoring it? Since September 11th, have things changed a lot so that we get upset about it, but you know it doesn't rock the world? Am I understating it?
I think if you live in the United States, you don't pay as much attention to it. In Europe seems to be bearing the brunt of these attacks over the last couple of years. So I think that they probably have a little bit different reaction to it than we would here.
Yeah.
Well, and I also think that the more this happens, the more desensitized we get to it.
Yeah, that was my point, Victoria.
Yeah.
Right. I think that's what I didn't say it as well as you did, but that really was when you become numb to it, especially we think back to September 11th, which we all acknowledge this past week in a way that was much quieter, I think, than any other time. And it gets to the point of what do you say and what do you think? What's different about it? The day, as I recall, was eerie, as a matter of fact. The day of September 11th this year, weather-wise, where I was exactly the same as that day. And I don't know that I've thought about it this way, but it was the weather was exactly the same. I remember talking about, he wasn't my friend, but I did know Oganowski, who was the pilot of the American flight, American 11, that went into the first tower. He was a farmer and a very interesting character, had lived three lives. He was a pilot and continued in the Air Force Reserve. That's where he cut his teeth flying when he started flying when he was a teenager. Had a farm in Tewksbury, Massachusetts. Family still runs it, and was a pilot for American, had, I think, 34 years in that time, and flew the same route he'd been doing it. His seniority was such for a couple of years, he'd been doing American Boston to London, Boston to L.A. twice a week. And it was like, you know, getting in your car and driving down to the corner market for him. He loved flying, loved the people. He said, I'm serious about what I do, but I have fun at it. I remember talking to him any number of times. He was a very good guy. So that was my what goes through my mind on September 11th. And then there was a movie, a replay. I don't know why the hell I watched it. Nicolas Cage and every single cop that you see in every single television show that originates in New York about cops, every single one of them was in that movie. And it was just, you know, more, why do you want to relive that? And that's what I thought as I'm watching it.
I think what strikes me is the police state that we've come to know.
Yeah, maybe that's it, Richie.
Well, how about this? You know, back to the Parsons Green Station thing this morning in London. How is this different than all the stuff that was happening 30 years ago with the Irish Republican Army?
Not any different at all. Very good point.
Yeah.
No different. Yeah. It wasn't happening. They tried to pull it off in London. And I remember, and I actually, you know, that's
it was a big bomb, wasn't it?
I had a friend in East London who lived there. She and I were friends for 2 or 3 years, 4 years. And she had a flat in East London. And I would see her once a month for a weekend. And I remember one weekend sitting in a bathtub in her flat. It was 8 o'clock at night, and the building shook like it was going to fall down. There had been a bomb right up the street. Now that I haven't thought about that, Joe. From that, you know, reasonably distant time, it was 1988, I think, probably 87, 88, somewhere in there, 89. Mm-hmm. And they were all over the place. They were then. That was when the Bobbies started carrying guns.
Did you run out of the building naked?
No, I didn't. I stayed in the tub.
Did you just go under the water?
I just want to hear more about you in the tub. That's evil thoughts.
Yeah, that was the story. Yeah, I know you have evil thoughts. Evil Thoughts, the podcast. Joe Crummy here with Victoria Keelan and Rich McFadden. I'm Doug Steffen on our review of the charts from Talkers Magazine. Here's something for you to review. Your blood pressure. Do you know what your numbers are? Super Beats boost nitric oxide levels in your body. For more energy, stamina, no crashes at the end of the day either. It's DougLikesBeats.com where you order. Your first supply is free. DougLikesBeats.com.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep.
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom sleep gels. They're non-habit forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom sleep gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient diphenhydramine hydrofluoride.
We alarm our houses and we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your social security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/freealerts. Limitations apply.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Kriebel.
A lot of us are upset about a new report on how little American students know about our country's history and government. Can you believe that less than a fourth of graduating seniors know how their government works? But more frustrating, even fewer know the most basic details about our country's founding principles. It's tempting to demand better curriculum and testing on history, civics, names, and dates, which are important. But we need to look through the lens of liberty and realize that the survival of our unique American concept of self-government depends on educated citizens understanding and defending these principles, not just knowing facts. Teaching these principles was the reason public schools were created and still should be their most important purpose.
All regulations curtail freedom, but we can fix that. Find out how at lensofliberty.org.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 23 after the hour on the Countdown Review. I'm Doug Steffen with Rich McFadden, Victoria Keelan, Joe Crummy. His Evil Thoughts is a podcast he does every day on iTunes. Just Google Evil Thoughts. Come over the picture of Joe and those crummy glasses, those sunglasses.
You're never going to let me live that down.
I've seen you in those sunglasses. Never mind the picture. Yeah. Okay. Next on the list here, overviewing, moving from the London situation, Apple unveiling its new iPhone. I remember ad nauseum this past week. I just sort of checked out for a while, whilst Victoria and Rich went through the ups and the downs and the sideways of spending $1,000 for this. And he proudly says, yes, I'm going to spend $1,000 for this. I have my 6. It works fine. Thanks. I'm not spending any money on this. But I don't use it the way you guys use it. You sleep. I mean, does it put you to sleep at night? You have a little...
As a matter of fact...
You can't use it for that, I know.
I use the white noise app, yeah.
Yes, I use the white noise app, and then I also sync it to my my steps counter, which is also a sleep tracker.
Yeah.
So not only does it help put me to sleep at night with the white noise, but in the morning I wake up and see how well I slept with it.
Yeah, but does it get rid of your cold, Rich?
It does not.
Not.
It does not.
The iPhone 10 might.
Yeah, really. You know what's interesting is that this phone now for $1,000 is getting really close to what it cost to buy a laptop. It's, you know, what was my my iBook Pro or whatever it was?
You can't carry that around with you in your pocket.
Right. But this is really close to it.
Laptops are dead.
I think he's right about that. Yeah, I mean, I spend all day on the computer, so I got to have one. But I think Rich is on the right track on this.
You can't, with an iPad or something that small, you can't function as well. I couldn't in my business dealings. I actually like having the big screens and access in a room to these things that are all set up rather than having to set it up every time you use it.
Well, true. I mean, at work, I do need them, and I'm surrounded by 5 of them right here, but that's a different... You know, and at my desk, I certainly use one, but when I'm at home, I could care less whether I had a computer or not.
And you know, the other thing is, I was talking to my kid about it, because he's, you know, into his phone constantly. He says 17. He's got Microsoft, I think, Word. He's got a word processing program in his phone now. I went, what?
Really?
No.
Hmm. All right. Is that enough of that? You don't want to get off on that. Enough. Next, the 60-minute interview with Mr. Bannon and Charlie Rose. This, I did actually watch part of this. I didn't think I was going to, but the other night, for some reason or other, I didn't go to sleep right away, and I turned this on, the PBS version of it, but it was the same interview. They just chopped it up, edited it differently. I didn't find him to be as, I've read about him, but I've never really seen him, although his visuals make my skin crawl. Some of the things he said actually made some made some sense to me anyway. Joe, you're more likely to have found something that you like there than anybody else. What did you think?
Yeah, of course. I like, there was a professional photographer, I think his name is Peter Duke, I could have his name wrong. We talked about it on the podcast this week, that he was saying, and it looked that he was right to me, is that CBS doctored the video on Steve Bannon's camera, so to make him look more ghastly by increasing the red saturation so that his lips look all weird and his eyes look all bloodshot.
You get reactions
from guys like you, like, oh my God, he looks like a freak. He looks like a drunk. He looks like an alcoholic. And they did the thing, you asked, so I thought I'd tell you. Plus, they did the same thing in reverse to Charlie Rose. They moved him more blue.
He looks awful.
Units,
he looks like he's death warmed over, no matter how you take a shot, whether it's on
they
the CBS thing,
he
looks awful. My God, he needs to get a night's sleep. 28 past the hour, countdown review time.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 34 after the hour, and the continuing focus on News Talk Radio on the Countdown. Countdown overview with broadcast professionals Victoria Keelan, Joe Crummy, Rich McFadden, and I'm Doug Steffen. Let's see, we've talked about sports in terms of the list this week. The Apple new iPhone, the London terror attack, Steve Bannon on 60 Minutes. Next up, the North Korean nuclear situation as they fired another missile over Japan this week. The range, I guess it was 2,300 miles, landed in the Pacific somewhere. Japanese getting fed up with this. I wouldn't be surprised if they went over and stomped this guy out. New sanctions from the UN. But yet, people who have common sense are scratching their head and saying, how does this, why are we dealing with this way? What is the point in you keep acknowledging him instead of putting him out, getting rid of him? And so, yeah, that's a question the international community, what are we all paying so much attention unless there's some other, there's something really sinister here, like the military industrial complex in all countries, which is a powerful motivating force, is just whipping the flames of this just so they can sell more missiles and guns and whatever else they have to sell.
And North Korea fired countermeasures as a test to be able to shoot back at North Korea.
You mean South Korea?
South Korea, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. They fired countermeasures. So
well, that's the other thing. Why aren't we just shooting them down, all of them? We have the ability to shoot these things down in seconds after they take off, no matter what it is. So why are we letting them continue to shoot them off? Just shoot them down as they go up, you shoot them down. Why are you letting them go all the way into the Pacific? That doesn't make any sense to me either.
I think he blinked. By the way, I think he blinked because he made that threat that he was going to land one right off the coast of Guam, and he didn't do it this time. He sent it way to the north and to the east. If he was going to go after Guam, he backed down. He said he was going to get something close to Guam. I think it shows me that he doesn't know what the hell he's doing because
he's a madman.
But I don't think he's a madman. I don't think he's a madman. I mean, I would disagree respectfully, sir, but of course. But I don't think he's a madman. I don't think so.
Well, under the circumstances, it just seems to me that this is nonsense. It's theater. It's foolishness. It's just more of the same kind of stuff that makes people nervous so you can control them. And that's really what politics is all about, is controlling people, controlling the masses. So, anybody got anything else on him?
Well, I mean, I think the more I think about it, I think they're really thinking about, okay, if we take him out, then what? And I'm thinking,
and you know
thinking
what, at this point, I'm tired of hearing that. So what, then what, what?
I agree, Doug. I agree.
Who cares?
So then
what?
We deal with the problem. Is it going to be worse than what we have now with a little dumpling?
Well, yes, it could be. I mean, he could launch. Yes. He could launch on some guy could say, oh, my God, the motherland is being, we're under attack. And they hit the button and they go after Seoul. And you got a million people just down the road.
I think it sends a very clear message to anybody who wants to be to fill that vacuum. I don't know. I agree with Doug.
Yeah,
I think
what,
enough
you're
is
next.
Enough.
Right. There's a bullet for you, too.
Don't mess with us. Like, this is what happens. Enough is enough.
Yeah. That's what I would be doing. I'd be thinking, okay, who's likely to take over? What are they likely to do? I would assume.
I think we worry too much about that in this case. In other cases, we didn't worry about it at all, and it created a disaster. But I think in this instance, I think people are worrying way too much about it. This is a country that doesn't even have the
internet. He went from just a nut to now a nut that's got a bomb.
Let me ask you this, you guys, because I mean, it's not like I really totally disagree with you, but I mean, now that I'm evil, I'll just say, if you lived in Seoul, South Korea, would you have the same attitude?
Yes.
Yeah, I would want that even more.
Be even if I want to do it faster.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. I'd be going TikTok, everybody. What's going on? What's the delay?
Let's go. Let's get it on. Okay.
Like,
well,
I'm
all right.
In a long line at Starbucks, and I get annoyed. Come on, like move it along, people.
All right. Spoken like a true New Yorker. Which Crummy is also you guys, right.
He's gone soft. He's out in the desert now.
The desert extends to Sunset Boulevard or just off of... So no, you're in Studio City. That's right, too. All right. Next on this list, top 10 items, the tax code overhaul. I don't know what to say about that. Do you? You know what I really wanted to spend a minute is it understanding this ESPN, is it Jamel Hill? Is that how you pronounce it?
Yeah.
And what was said about Donald Trump? I don't...
White supremacist?
He's a white supremacist.
Is Jamel Hill black?
Yes.
Okay. And so what did ESPN do about it?
That's what's interesting. They supposedly, although they deny this, they supposedly, I don't know if this is true or not, they were going to take her off the air. And her co-host is Michael Smith. And he said, if you take her off the air, I'm not going to show up either.
Supposedly, well, who cares?
That he's her co-host. I don't
He doesn't show up either. So what?
Well, there are
150 people standing in line to take that
job.
Well,
there were two other hosts that said they wouldn't do it either. And my understanding is they're also black.
Clean them out. Clean out the place.
Well, all right.
Well, ESPN already did that, so.
I know. Yeah, that's right.
I love it. I want to see that.
You want to see what? Clean them out?
I want to see more kooks like that get airtime, because that means the Trump in 2020, baby. That's what I think.
Oh my God.
I want to see. She should run for president. I love it. You know, run for president.
Back to what the Bannon interview on 60 Minutes showed, when Charlie Rose, and it was interesting, he kept turning his head. Did you notice that? Charlie Rose turned his head from side to side like he was one of the monsters in Star Wars. Just turn his head and look at Bannon and try to figure him out. And he obviously was there to do his Dan Rather routine on Bannon. Not that I don't think Bannon deserves it, because I'm no fan of his. But the clear message, the Bannon didn't think he was banned. He didn't have bad words. I think the original thought was Bannon, he's got himself fired, and he's not going to like Trump, and they're going to roast Trump. Somebody else will roast Trump. And Bannon seemed very supportive of Trump, to the point of saying it's all headed for the, I need to get him, my mission at Breitbart is to get him reelected in 2020, and he'll win he'll get 400 votes
Electoral College.
Yeah. So that was clearly stated a number of times. Anyway, Hillary Clinton is number three. Hillary doesn't want to go away, and a lot of people apparently don't want her to go away. This book offends
the Democrats wanted her to go away.
Yeah, well.
But she says, I don't care what you want.
No, she doesn't.
I've earned my stripes. I'm here to help.
Yes, she is. So let's see. Shots at Bernie. Shots at Trump. Who else would she... Is she taking shots?
Shots at Facebook.
Shots at the media.
Shots at Facebook was the biggest one.
What she
yeah, said. She hates Facebook. And
well, I don't think she hates Facebook, but her shot was that there was, you know, Facebook admitted, they're just starting to admit that Russian money bought ads on Facebook, and so they're looking into it. Facebook turned over the data to the government, and during this, you know, the whole big Russia investigation, and so Hillary was saying that there's a lot more involved between Russia and Facebook, and that Facebook really needs to cop to it all. And so that it was a lot bigger than just $100,000 worth of ads bought, is what she's saying.
I like Bannon, the interview.
By the way, back to the Bannon interview for a second, Joe. The Bannon interview, the question Charlie Rose, in one of his quirkier twists of his head, said, is there anything to the Russian connection to Trump? And Bannon says, no, it's a waste of time. And he said it three or four times. So one wonders if it is.
What
a
else is he going to say?
Well, I suppose, and I mean,
you know,
speaking.
I like what when she was on with Anderson. I mean, she's been on with everybody, and it's par for the course. But Anderson, she was talking about, well, you know, racism, that kind of, you know, it's out there. And Anderson's, well, Barack Obama got elected, and she goes, well, that's true, but racism is a no-no in America now. It's a big deal. But misogyny is still kind of cool. I'm suffering from that. That's one of the, she was kind of defending excuse number.
You know the one person she's not blaming?
Bill.
Herself. Well, Matt Lauer asked her that. Matt Lauer said, what percentage is on you? Was that enough to make you lose? And she said, no. He went right to it. How much is self-inflicted? How much do you own? And she said, not enough to make me lose, which I think is a, you know,
well, obviously, look at the popular vote. She's not wrong. You know, I mean, if people, I know people, she's very polarizing. People either love her or hate her. But there obviously there wasn't enough about her personally that turned away the popular vote. So, you know, it may be not a cool answer.
Not enough to win the states, though. What I'll say about Hillary, I talk about her all week on the podcast. I just think her message, I just think her message is obsolete. Yes. That's what I think.
Yeah.
Well,
identity politics will not win you the presidency.
blogtalkradio.com/countdown show. Just if you want to have a review of what we do every week here and you don't happen to listen to it all at one sitting, blogtalkradio.com/countdown show. 44 past the hour. My Pillow wants you to know, Richie, that you need to replace your pillows. And as a matter of fact, Crummy, you need to replace your crummy pillows.
Thank you.
We got Victoria's onto it. Now, My Pillow makes their pillows in America. Their patented stuffing is different than anything else you will find anywhere. You stay cool all night long. The stuffing stays in place all night long. So if you need to give your head and neck support like you can't find with any other pillow, then you need to go online to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV, and order this week's special. Four pillows, two of them are premium pillows, two of them are travel pillows, 50% off the price of the four-pack usually. Use the promo code DJV and sleep like a baby. Sleep like Richie. Sleep like Victoria. Sleep like me. It's very easy. And remember, even though they're the best pillows, they get contaminated by you and what's on your body and the things that get into the pillows, and you don't want to know what's actually there. You just need to know, even if you wash them, every year they should be replaced. So if you haven't replaced your pillows, then get the support you need from this product made in the USA. These pillows are made in Minnesota. MyPillow.com promo DJV gets you four pillows for the price of two right now. MyPillow.com. Promo code DJB. Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with an overview of the charts for this week. So looking back or listening back to some of the great conversations on great radio programs around the country, we find that people still love to talk about sports playoffs. Imagine that, we're into the Major League Baseball playoff season. Good Lord. Number 9, Apple unveiling its new iPhone. Number 8, the Equifax security breach. Number 7, the Bannon 60 Minutes interview. Number 6, the North Korean nuclear threat. Number 5, the London terror attack. Number 4, discussion of what to do in the federal tax system. Number 3, Hillary Clinton's book. Number 2, the aftermath of the hurricanes in both Florida and in Texas. and number one, the president and his deal with the Democrats. That's the overview of the top stories this week, according to Talkers Magazine.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
This report is brought to you by the National Cybersecurity Alliance. Many consumers do not fully understand how to protect their personal information online. They need to carefully consider the data they continuously generate about themselves and others from their mobile devices and PCs. Michael Kaiser with the National Cybersecurity Alliance.
Your personally identifiable information is like money. Value it, protect it. At staysafeonline.org, the National Cybersecurity Alliance offers free tips for keeping a clean PC and protecting your privacy online. For tips on how to protect your smartphone or tablet, check out DigitalU at onlinesafety.att.com. DigitalU is a program from our friends at AT&T that provides free tips and tools for protecting your devices and data, keeping your personal information secure, and keeping you safe online.
Protect your privacy online. Visit the National Cybersecurity Alliance at staysafeonline.org and AT&T Digital U at onlinesafety.att.com for more information.
At Talkers.com, Talkers Magazine, Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, all the things that are fascinating when it comes to this format. And so I bring to you a list, the official list of the people, as prepared by Kevin Casey, who's the vice president of Talkers, in charge of this work, actually. At number 10, in the 10th position, Stephen Bannon, his interview on 60 Minutes. Number 9, Bad Vlad Pukin Putin is at 9. Kim Jong-un is at 8. Bernie Sanders at 7. Sarah Huckabee Sanders. Jemele Hill and the controversy about expression, number 5. Paul Ryan at 4. Hillary Clinton is at 3. And the leaders of the Democratic Party in the House and the Senate, Pelosi and Schumer, are tied at number 2. Number 1 goes to El Primero, the President of the United States, Donald Trump, once again in first position. So that's it. An overview of the people list this week, courtesy of the folks at Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com. All right, couple of other items here on this list, the story list from Talkers Magazine, the chart this week, September 11th to the 15th. Number 2 is the aftermath of the hurricanes. I was talking about this town in suburban Houston that's going to be just wiped out. They're going to tear the town apart, run a bulldozer through it, bury all the waste, and move everybody someplace else because it gets flooded. It's flooded every year, and the town's pretty much wiped out after the hurricane this year, so they're just going to take everybody's house, move them somewhere else, and that's it. Mm-hmm. Adios.
I think some of those Caribbean islands are going to do that, like Bermuda. There were 1,700 people live in there. I would go, you know what, everybody off the island.
Well, there isn't really a huge infrastructure there that they need to rebuild, but you look at some of the Virgin Islands, and man, that's tough shape right there. They've got to rebuild a good part of those islands.
The French and the British are already trying to figure out how they can help. Number one this week is the deal that Trump made or didn't make for DACA. I like these sounds like something in a Star Wars movie. DACA. So did he make a deal, Joe, or not?
Well, he says he sort of, but not kind of, but didn't commit. So whatever that means to you.
Fritzy,
he's laying the ground. You know what? The deal he made? I'll tell you right now. The deal he made was basically in Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell's face. I mean, that's the deal he's making. Like, hey, wake up, boys.
Bannon said, by the way, to go back to the 60 Minutes interview, they had to go, especially McConnell. And I don't know that I disagree. McConnell is nothing but a damned old fart. An old
fossil.
Said
the
I did,
word,
yes,
right?
He is. Yeah,
don't
he's useless. Ryan, I think, is, well, he is what he is.
Young
he's
and handsome.
He's a politician.
Young and handsome.
Enough said. Thank you, Joe. Evil Thoughts on iTunes. Victoria Keelan, Rich McFadden, 10 before the hour.
The Top Radio Countdown.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time now, 53 past the hour. It's our weekly overview of the top hits, the five big stories from the world of technology. Thanks to the expertise shown happily by Victoria Keelan, who's here to count down from number five to number one. Actually, I'll do the heavy work. I'll do the countdown. I'll start with the numbers, and you can tell the story. For example, at number five, those of you who have dirty thoughts, we're going to clean them up right now.
Well, maybe not so much dirty thoughts, but dirty products, meaning dirty chemicals that are in your personal care products, your beauty products.
It sounded so much better when I set it up that way.
I wish I had a porn story for you, but I don't.
No, I don't need that, but thank you very much for offering.
I just have a new app that actually is a free app. It's great. It's called the Think Dirty app. And what this does is you take it with you whenever you're shopping, and if you buy any type of personal care product, whether it's soap or cosmetics, shampoo, you name it, anything for your bathroom, and you can just scan the barcode, and the app will tell you what harmful chemicals are in it. It has a 550,000-plus cosmetics and personal care database. The majority are from Canada and the U.S., so if you're shopping in the U.S. or Canada, this app will be very helpful. It has something called the Dirty Meter. It's a comprehensive rating that's given alongside detailed and actually really easy-to-understand information on the ingredients, the certifications, and the health impacts. There are certain chemicals that you can just read and say, oh, that kind of sounds a little scary. This app will actually tell you what the studies have shown, what organs it affects. I mean, there's a lot of dirty stuff that's allowed in our products in America that are not regulated whatsoever. So you can also keep it. What it will also do is make a database for you, so everything in your bathroom eventually you can have scanned and you can have a whole bathroom rating. So I've been using this product a lot lately. It also is linked to Amazon, so if you find a product that's clean and that might not be in the store when you're shopping, you can directly order right through the app to Amazon in the UK, Canada, and the US. So it's a great app. It's called Think Dirty, and it's free.
On our way to number one, and the hit parade of items that affect us technologically speaking. Say that again. Technologically speaking, number four, with a focus on bodegas. I love saying that word this way.
Well, I know that's a new word for you. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, there is a startup called Bodega, and actually they have now, since they launched this service, which what it is, it's two guys from Google who used to work at Google. They launched a new concept, which they call Bodega, and because it basically will replace corner shops. It will replace the mom and shop convenience store, and they set up 5-foot-wide pantry cases filled with non-perishable items. You use an app to unlock the box. You buy whatever you need. It automatically debits from your credit card. So they have 30 locations right now. They've been testing lobbies, dorm, main common areas, gyms, offices, things like that. So a lot of people have had a backlash. They've had a backlash with the name Bodega. And so now they may be changing the name. They've apologized since they've launched this concept because so many people have been unhappy with the choice of the name and with the concept itself. It's going to put mom and pop businesses out of business. So not a great week for them.
All right. Big week for Amazon, I guess. Bigger week for Apple. We'll get to that in a moment. But anyway,
yep.
Amazon at number three.
Amazon is looking for a new home, and they say it will be they're calling it Headquarters 2, HQ2. It will be the full equal to their existing Seattle location. It will be up to 8 million square feet. It will cost $5 billion to build and employ as many as 50,000 people. And so, obviously, they're looking at a major city. They have not decided yet. However, that will be very good for whatever city lands those jobs. So a lot of people are now vying for Amazon's attention.
All kinds of deals, yada, yada.
Yeah, incentive, right. Tax incentives, things
that. Right, yeah. We have a lot of that stuff going on because the town I live in has access to the major highways. All right, Apple and their big day this week.
Tim Cook held the annual Apple conference at the newly unveiled Apple Park, which is their new campus, and from the Steve Jobs Theater. It was, of course, the big news was the Apple iPhone X, and that will retail for $999. It is the most expensive smartphone out there. So that will be shipping the beginning of November.
And Equifax, this is a fiasco. On
yep.
top of a fiasco, you would these people are just so clueless.
This has been a disaster. So Equifax is beyond the 143 million Americans who had their information breached. You should freeze all three of the credit reporting agencies, the three major ones. There is a fourth. I forget the name. People are freezing even with them. You can do that. It's free in most states and $5 or $10 in other states. It's worth it. If you use the thing like Credit Karma, they will also monitor for free. They know everything that's happening right now, so you'll look for those notifications as well. But this is going to be continuing. This is going on for a long time.
I belong to the AAA, and they have protected. They have ID theft protection, which I thought was cool. 59 past.
The Talk Radio Countdown. The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.